Blog Talk Radio.
When your customers call, the last thing you want them to hear is this.
Please hold. Your call is important to us.
Introducing OneTalk from Verizon. Now your desk phone and smartphone can work together on one number, so customers can find you wherever work takes you. And you can put your customers first, not on hold. Click the banner to learn more about OneTalk and see why more small businesses choose Verizon. Because in business, better matters. One Talk capable desk phone must be purchased from Verizon to support some of these features. Results based on third-party study.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is dedicated to Black women everywhere.
None other than and our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send you all in peace and love. As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show of truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. This is your show, the voice of the voiceless, the voice of an entire nation, the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled Hollow Man, the evil which men do, and the coming repercussions. Now, before we get into the subject, I also want to say this. Blog Talk Radio is blocking dozens of people. I'm getting text messages right now where a lot of people are being blocked from calling in or whatever, or they're being dropped. Well, I want to say this again. This is what the devil does. So you've got to be wise enough to go around his blocks, trying to go around his blocks to get to this. And if you're not able to, wait till the show comes out and then listen to it. But I also want to say that we have shows scheduled all week long, replays and live shows, starting Sunday. And the Monday show did not happen. Blog Talk erased the entire schedule Monday, completely. We got up, we were ready to do the show, put it on live. There was no schedule for it. I mean, they just erased everything. But this is what we have to go do. But tomorrow there will be another replay. This is live, and then we'll have a replay tomorrow. Then after that, a live, and then a replay and live. You know, that's how we're going to do it the rest up until the end of this week. So please tune in to our show all week long, same time, same bat time, same bat channel, okay? And if the show does not start, give it a few minutes beforehand because we have to go through these things. And if it does start, please give ear to it and bring a friend and a family member. And if they don't play it or allow it to play, don't charge it to us. Charge it to Blog Talk Radio, okay? Now, the subject at hand, Hollow Man, the evil which men do, and the coming repercussions. Now, for us to get an understanding of why the show is called that, I know there's a movie called Hollow Man and Hollow Man 2 or whatever, but that is not the reason I named the show that. That was the furthest thing from my mind when I named the show that. The reason I named it Hollow Man is because the man that we are dealing with, the man of sin, the man of Yaqub, the world of Yaqub, is hollow now. Allah has hollowed the inside of this world. Just look around. Look at the political architecture of America and the Western world. They are hollowed out. Don't you see there's disagreement, right? There's division. There's chaos. There's corruption. There's evil. There's the moral decay. There's social decay. There's ethical decay. There's political decay. The man has been hollowed out. No matter what you look at, look at his financial system. Look at his currency market. Look at his social system. Look at his justice system. Look at his military system. All of it has been hollowed out. He's a hollow man. But he's yet projecting power as though I'm going to be over there and over here and over there and over here every day. I have no limit to my power, and I will reign forever. This is the way they put it out there to you so that you don't rise up and challenge them. You know, in boxing matches and in fights, when an opponent has been hurt, especially a former champion or a champion, that is in the ring with a beast or with somebody that doesn't care about the previous fight that champion had. When that champion gets hit hard. Sometimes he has to pretend that he's not hurting so as not to bring upon an onslaught of punches that he cannot counter. So he has to flex himself and pretend and laugh and go toe-to-toe even though it might get him knocked out. This is the same thing with America. This is the same thing with NATO. This is the same thing with the Western world. They've been hit by a whole bunch of body shots from the hand of God. And they're dazed and they're staggering and they're confused. But they must project power, make it seem as though they have a semblance of power to reign and rule and continue their rule. They must do this. Or else, as Muhammad says, they're more concerned with you on the inside, the black men and women of America on the inside, than they are with all of the attacking armies on the outside. Because if the so-called American Negro sees that master no longer holds the power, no longer holds the cards, no longer has the military position, no longer has the economic clout or the political say-so over them, then the slave may rise up and want justice and say, you know what? You know all the hell that you put my family through? You know all of my family members that you got locked up? You know all of my family members that you broke up with drugs? You know all of my family members that were killed over the drugs that you flooded into my community? I'm going to pay you back for that and then some. This white man is scared of that. So he's locking you up by the thousand. He's flooding your communities with drugs, right? One drug comes out, then another drug comes out. And then they want to blame you, yet you own no labs. You're not a chemist, right? But this is the point I'm making. The hollow man must do what he's doing, else he's going to lose everything. He's going to lose it either way. But he must put up this facade of him being still confident and assured of power and existing forever. And that is why he has done so much evil. But he must remember that the evil which men do has repercussions. And these repercussions, which are now blowing back all over America, all throughout Europe, all throughout the West and the entire world, is a direct result of the withholding of justice from the American so-called Negro. This is a direct result of putting your boot strap down on the neck of an entire people whom you held captive in America, in the hells of North America. For nearly five centuries. Do you think that this thing would be able to go on in perpetuity? To kidnap a people and to misuse and abuse and almost dehumanize them and have them before the world as a mockery? Do you believe if God is a God of righteousness and justice that he would allow this to go on in perpetuity? If he did allow it, then he's not worth the salt that he's talking about. Right? If God is just, and he is, and he sent Moses to help out the Israelites. Right? He raised up Lot to help out his people. Noah to talk sense into his people. Jesus to talk sense into his people. Muhammad to talk sense into his people. And here we are. 68 million trapped and brutalized by the most vicious beast on earth. And God does not send someone for us? How in the hell can you say he's just? Huh? You cry in church over Jesus, but you never cry in church over the Jesus whom God has raised in your midst to lift you up to life. We're talking about this. We got to be real about this. We got to examine these things. These are things that you don't like to examine, but I'm going to put it right in your face. So if there's a just God, think about this. Moses only had to deal with a few hundred thousand. Jesus only had to deal with a few dozen. Prophet Muhammad had to deal with a few hundred thousand. And all of the other ones had to deal with from a few dozen to a few thousand to a few tens of thousands. But here you have 68 million who were robbed and kidnapped and spoiled and nearly destroyed and have been denied rights of a human, civil rights, everything. And you don't think God loves you enough to come and help you? He did it to everybody else. And if he does not, and your condition is the worst of them all. And if he does not come to your aid in this time, then he cannot say that he's just. He cannot say that he's benevolent. He cannot say that he's right, but we know that he's just. We know that he's right. We know that he's benevolent. Therefore, there must be something, a catalyst, event that takes place that removes the shackles economically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, from the ex-slave for them to see that we're in the changing world and we're standing on the precipice of something new. The hollow man sees it. The hollow man knows it. And he recognizes the evil which men do and the coming repercussions. He understands that. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word hollow means a place or area, especially on the ground, that is lower than the area around it. An empty space inside something, right? A unfilled space, a depressed or low part of a surface. This is what hollow means. So we take the second definition and apply it to what we're talking about here. An empty space inside something. The system is empty. It's hollowed out. The governments are empty. They're hollowed out. They have no people of moral character, moral standing, ethical standing, ethical character. The whole system is in decay, be it economically or socially, because this world of Yaqub was not set up to endure forever. It was given a divine reign of 6 days or 6,000 years. And we have come to the end of the road of the 6,000 years, and it is no coincidence that at the end of the day, at the end of the 6,000 or the 6 days, that everything is melting down, everything is breaking up, everything is collapsing. How is that a coincidence? How is this a coincidence? Brothers and sisters, what I want you to do is think. When you listen to other people, they don't want you to think. They want you to look at them as something knowledgeable or something big. I want you to think. And I'm going to all but force you to think when you listen to the Star and Crescent Report. Because so many times when people ascend to positions, they want you to look at them as something great. They want you to look at them as something smart. I want you to look at you as something great. I want you to look at you as something smart so that you will not be fooled by these people. And that you can understand the time and what must take place in this time. Hollow man, the evil which men do, and the coming repercussions. The whole world is engulfed in war. Oh, we're going to talk about war. We're going to talk about the division in Europe and America. We're going to talk about the economic side of all of this and wrap it all up in a nice burrito of love and of prophecy and of divine teaching. Oh, yeah, you got to get it. It's all here. For the taking. I know some of you hungry. Well, we going to feed you today. Come and eat at this buffet. This food here is edifying. So I'm going to feed you all morning long. Brothers and sisters, you need a napkin? Let's go forward. Listen to this clip, brothers and sisters. I want you to understand what's going on. We're going to address this situation. And we're going to see, I want you to pay close attention to what they're saying about Germany. And remember, we talked about this. There is a great divide in Germany. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us about East and West Berlin. And I kept telling you about that there was a great divide there, regardless of the unified position that they put up. You're saying, well, what does this have to do with us? If Muhammad did not think that it would have to do with us, why would he put it in fall of America? Why would he talk about it and miss it to the black man? Why would he bring it up in the theology of time? If not one word that he speaks is idle chatter, why would he place those in some of the most prolific sermons or books ever to be written? And if this message was indeed directed to the black man of America and the black woman of America, and he was warning of the impending fall of America, and he was telling us that time that we know is coming to an end, so he had to teach you the science of time in a lecture called The Theology of Time. Evidently, there's some weight to what he's saying here about Germany and Berlin and the collapse of Western power and the resurrection of the black nation here in America and around the world. Okay? Think. So, what you have to understand that Germany was a divided country after World War II. The Soviet Union took half and half of Berlin. The NATO group took half and half of Berlin. You had East and West Germany, East and West Berlin. When the Soviet Union decided to unify the nation of Germany, but America and Europe gave all the promises that they would not encroach upon former Soviet territory, as soon as Germany was reunited, America threw that agreement out the window. Hence, we have the problem we have today when you see the buildup and the flexing of military muscle in the Baltics. You see them in the Caucasus. You see them in Eastern Europe, right? You see them all where America is setting up military bases around Russia. All of this has prominence to do with you, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it. Now, America wants to use these nations as cannon fodder so that she can balkanize Russia so that she has no nemesis militarily, and she continues to go around the world in her rage of war to try to dominate any and everybody, and to keep, especially to keep the so-called American Negro dumb to the time and subjected to their rule. All of this is no coincidence. But Muhammad says that in Berlin, East and Berlin are divided. He said they must and they will fight it out, right? He's talking about not only the people of Berlin, he's talking about the political factions there. Some are pulling toward Russia, some are pulling toward the West. And so he says that they will fight it out. He's talking about these political and social and economic and military blocs there. Even after the reunification of Berlin or Germany or whatever you want to call it, which stands as the heart of Europe, Germany is. It's the number one manufacturer. It's the number one exporter. It's the number one importer. It's the number one economy. Germany is Europe's lifeline, right? So Muhammad specifically, and before Germany was ever reunited, remember this, that Muhammad was talking about this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was telling you this long before Germany ever became an economic powerhouse. Because after World War II, Germany was buried under mountains of debt because they had to pay all these nations that they invaded. So all of this has to do with you, brothers and sisters. We'll go into it a little bit. Let's go to 172 again. Listen what and listen to the wording that Muhammad puts here, okay? Because sometimes we read things and we don't comprehend what we're reading, so sometimes it's best to go back over it and read it slow for the sake of digesting what you just read. I learned that when you do that, sometimes you get a very deep and different perspective than when you run through something, okay? So Muhammad says this. Black man, see, he starts it off like this. Black man, and then he tells you the black man that he's talking to, who was once a slave in America, you have a way of escape. Well, Muhammad, tell us what the way is. The way out is not on your own terms. See, some of you are starting these organizations and you're reincarnating old organizations that died long ago, and you're thinking that's going to bring you liberation and black power. No. That's your own terms. That's where you're going. You're trying to get out on your own terms. But Muhammad tells you clearly and squarely, the way out is not on your own terms. It is on the condition, there's one condition here, that you come and follow me. That's it. There is no other way around this, right? Condition. That is a stipulation in a contract that must be upheld for the contract to be valid. That condition, that certain condition, if you violate that condition, right, you violate the oath of the contract that God had pledged to you. So according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word condition means a way of living or existing, the state in which something exists, the physical state of something, the physical or mental state of a person or animal. So that condition there is that you follow me. So everybody, nobody wants Elijah Muhammad. Think about this. I want you to think over this for a minute. How many people can you truly, forget religion for a minute. Forget your beliefs for a minute. Let's throw all that out the window just for 1 minute. And let us honestly put everything that Elijah Muhammad said on the scale of facts. And well, and how many of you can honestly say that any of your leaders have ever been as correct and precise as Elijah Muhammad on everything, from the depths of how God created himself out in space to how he talked about the speed and the rotation of the planets and the magnetic pool and how many atoms was in an inch of air, and to how many follicles of hair was on your head, to how many grains of sand was on the earth? How many of your leaders can say that? this man was giving you, the white man came around and said the earth is 87 million miles away from the sun. Elijah Muhammad said, you got it wrong, devil. The earth is 93 million miles from the sun. A few years later, without mentioning anything, the devil goes back and corrects his book. And now all that you hear him saying is these mathematical calculations of Elijah Muhammad about how far Mars is from the earth and how far Mars is from the sun and how far Pluto is from the sun and how far Pluto is from the earth. He's even measuring thought. There was a time when you didn't even believe that thought could be measured. But Elijah Muhammad told you how fast the speed of thought is. And now the white man goes into his laboratories and makes up mind-reading machines which measures the depth of thought, the speed of thought. How many of your leaders can go back and claim that? Huh? I just want to be real with you for a minute. Come on. This your brother here. We got to throw everything out on the scale of faith. Let's put all the cards on the table and call the ace of ace and a spade of spade. You want to look at Malcolm? Malcolm ain't no squat compared to what Elijah Muhammad teaches us. You want to look at all of the students, and sometimes you want to elevate them on a level with the teacher. That is an inebriated, confused mind. Okay? But today we're going to straighten out all the Christians, and we're going to sweep up as we go so that the house is clean when we walk out the door. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I have not left what I was telling you about, brothers and sisters, about this Berlin. So, Muhammad says here, this is the only way out. I am, not we are. Some people say that they this and they're that, but he said I. I is singular, right? I represent that which is talking, right? He is conveying something to you. I, not we, not us, not they, not them. I am the door. And I, not we, not us, not they, not them. I have the key to your salvation. Reject it and what? Die. So he says, we are in a world that is fallen. Now listen to this. This is where we get to it at. It will soon be going up in flames. In Berlin, Germany, the Cold War between East and West will soon erupt into a hot war. Now, stop right there for a minute. What is the pivot of America? America is trying to keep her stranglehold on Germany by whitemailing Germany, by not giving Germany back the hundreds of tons of gold that Germany had stored in New York. So Germany is kind of skeptical on going along with Russia because America still has a gold, but Germany needs Russia because Russia is her largest trading partner, her largest economic partner, her largest political partner, and the largest block of the people in Germany. They prefer to go with Russia, but we have this other block, this smaller block with more power in Germany that is fighting like mad to push Germany against Russia. What Muhammad says, in Berlin, Germany, the Cold War between East and West will soon erupt into a hot war. You don't believe it? What's happening now? America gave and dictated the terms to the German government to lead the new battalions that will be deployed on Russia's border, which is provocative, which is actually, according to the United Nations Charter, an act of war. What did Muhammad say? See, all of this is being done for you, but you have no common sense to it. You don't see it. You don't understand it. But today we're going to take the blinds off the blind. And we're going to let some rays of sunshine beam into your mind and into your heart so that you can be liberated in truth. Okay? So Muhammad goes and says, it will never be settled in peace. Well, Germany was reunified. Berlin was reunified without a shot being fired. What's going on today? Huh? 20 years later, what's going on today? There's a great pull back and forth between both sides for war. One wants to go back towards Russia. The other one wants to head towards America. This will not end in anything but utter war. But because Muhammad teaches us that this is how Allah breaks the power of the white man over you. So he says, East and West Germany, meaning the people in there and the political and military blocks that are still there. Do you think that Russia just pulled out everybody out of Germany? They left their covert agents in East Germany to build up a support just like America left Harris in those other countries that she has left. They are doing this purposely because prophecy must be fulfilled. Time must be fulfilled. And we are at the culmination of the end of one world. And we're in the beginning stages of that new world of unlimited progress and peace and freedom and justice and equality. Muhammad goes and says this. Listen closely. Follow with me, brothers and sisters. East and West Germany must and will fight it out with all of the deadly weapons that the war scientists have planned and perfected for the final showdown. What are they doing over there? The bloc that's being led by the West, by America. They're deploying tanks, warplanes, nuclear missiles, troops, and they are putting them at forward positioning bases. Do you understand what that means? Forward bases mean attack bases. They put that in a political term where it doesn't unease your mind. But the forward bases are for you to have a springboard attack on whom you deem to be your enemy. So Russia is saying, you're pushing it too far. So now we're going to put this here, and we're going to do this. Now, mind you, that this is in a book called Fall of America. And Muhammad had prefaced that with, he's telling a black man who was once a slave in America that you have a way of escape. But the way out is not on your terms. It's on condition that you submit and come follow me, Elijah Muhammad. So Muhammad goes and he says, you don't have to worry too much about whether or not America's coming out of Asia. See, now after he gets through talking about all of this stuff here, the positioning of the war material, he's talking to the black men and women in America. Then he's telling you about what's going to happen in Asia. This is not just religious. This is political and geopolitical and economic. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to expose the world of the hollow man for you to see that this man has been hollowed out by the forces of God. Look at what's going on in America and all over Europe. Never before have they been hit by so many storms and adverse weather elements that are beating the hell out of them by the day. All of this stuff takes money to recover from. All of this stuff takes money to fight. Money that they have to borrow from the people that they claim are their enemies. And that's something. That's the way God fixes it. The powerful nations, the so-called rich nations, have to borrow from the poor nations. And this is why they're fighting like hell and won't decolonize Africa and won't decolonize South and Central America and are refusing to decolonize Asia. Because they need the resources, they need the manufacturing, they need the cheap labor, they need the manpower to continue to usurp authority from you and continue for their societies to live in power. But what if these nations call their debt up and are no longer afraid that the West will hold them at the barrel of a gun? Then boom goes the dynamite. So we see what's going on in Germany. We see what's going on. If you don't believe that something is breaking bad in Germany and that we're headed for war, I'm not talking about right at this moment, but all of the elements are being put into place for that great coming conflagration that's going to happen in Europe. Again, for those of you who are new listeners, I want to say this to you, that for centuries, Europeans have gone to other nations and they've conquered. They've used the good-heartedness of these people and the good nature of these people, and they deceived them. They went there. They took the people who were offering friendship and then killed them, robbed them, and then occupied their land, and they're still there. They have taken all of the resources and made Europe and the Western world rich. They've reduced these nations to beggars in dead zones. So Europe must receive that which she had put on others. All right? And this is when this war, this great war of Europe is going to take place. You can read it. Just Google it. All for the last, few years, they're talking about what's going to take place in Europe. They're saying that there will be a nuclear conflagration. We told you that in Europe. And it will reduce that continent to a dead zone where they will have to, those who survive, I should say, those who survive would be in poverty and want and destitute. They will be for what they've done to others. And there will be bodies as far as the eye can see and destruction on a level unlike anything that you've ever seen or heard of in the movies. This is as thou hast done unto others, so shall it be done unto thee. That's that required. servant of God to fulfill the words that he spoke through the mouths of his prophets and apostles and messengers. When it goes down in Europe, it's going to go down like something you've never seen before. So you see all of the factors come into play. I want you to listen to this. I downloaded this and compressed it from video to audio, so there'll be a few seconds where you'll hear a little noise here and there because they were showing military games going on. But I want you to listen to what is being reported here on this clip here, and then I'm going to try to move on to a few more clips because before you know it, time is gone and we can't go into what we're trying to go into, okay? So just give me a second, and I'm hoping that you just pay attention to this 2 minute and 33-second clip, and I believe like 15 seconds of it is dead zone in the middle where the war games is taking place. Listen to this. This is talking about politics, economics, and war.
The German foreign minister has recently criticized NATO for what he called its warmongering in Eastern Europe. His comments didn't go unnoticed, and now it seems the consequences might harm his reputation back in Berlin. Peter Oliver has more.
Comments from Frank-Walter Steinmeier have been dubbed as outrageous by some here in Germany, with many claiming that he's trying to cause a rift within the NATO alliance. That has been reflected elsewhere around Europe as well. But there are those that have stood alongside him, saying that these type of NATO war games that we've seen just aren't necessary. Let's have a listen to what the German foreign minister actually had to say.
What we shouldn't do now is inflame the situation further through saber-rattling and warmongering. Whoever believes that a symbolic tank parade on the alliance's eastern border will bring security is mistaken.
Well, we have seen an increase in the amount of NATO activity that's been going on in Eastern Europe. Most recently, Operation Anaconda saw NATO flex its muscles in Poland. While some NATO members and EU members like Poland say that operations like the one we've just saw are necessary to prepare against a potential attack from an aggressive Russia, there are those, it seems, like Frank-Walter Steinmeier, the German foreign minister, and others in the EU that say that they're just not necessary at this time and are only going to cause more problems.
Our country will not be a part of any Black Sea fleet being prepared against Russia. I always say that I want the Black Sea to see sailboats, yachts, large boats with tourists, and not become an arena of military action. I do not need a war in the Black Sea.
Well, when we say NATO, ultimately we really do mean the United States military. They're the biggest contributors when it comes to personnel, and certainly by a long shot when it comes to financing. But it does seem these comments we're hearing coming from Germany and other nations in Europe, that some of the EU members of the alliance are becoming disenchanted with the direction Washington's pushing them in.
So you have the assistant chancellor and the foreign minister of Germany want closer ties with Russia. You have the chancellor and Herbalov wanting to distance themselves from Russia and position themselves with America because they're being whitemailed. Now, this has direct bearing on you because this is how God goes after the dead. He's going to break the power of the white man. He's going to do this. And when you see that they have no unity, and see, this is how the white man did us. They broke our unity, right? And then the other ones who were in doubt, who were standing on the shoulders, watching the other ones break our unity, when they realized that the unity was broken, then they got into it also. And they started going to all of the black so-called nations or whatever and breaking the unity. They learned the trick of how to break the unity of black people around the globe. And then they used this to go in and dominate and conquer. And they have been dominating and conquering ever since then. So now God gives them that which they gave to others, the disunity. Right? The confusion, the suspicion, all of this is the breaking of their power. Hell, if the most powerful nation on earth, America, can't hold our unity and can't hold our organization together and can't hold the second most important nation of the white world, which is Germany, of Western world, together, then in this so-called neighborhood was a fight. Maybe something's going on more than the fight. Maybe something's going on more than the NBA finals. Maybe there's something to these events that are taking place, and they may affect me in a major way. Let me take a second look. The Hollow Man, he knows that the evil which men do and the coming repercussions. Now, in this, Muhammad says, after the war, and unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Well, who is this desolate people? Remember, Muhammad says, all of that war and all of the desolations that is talking about in America is pointed at you, America. And it's not because you're attacking other nations and deprived them of justice. It's because you have attacked and deprived the people of God of the justice that is due to them. So God now comes after you, and he pours upon you desolations on top of desolations, right? He says, and until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want you to know that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back in power again to attack the nations of the earth. So we're seeing that God is stretching her all over the world. He's pouring desolations and deprivation all over American power because she's been deprived of supremacy in Asia. She's been deprived of her foothold or rule in Africa. She's been deprived of her influence in South and Central America and her domination of the Middle East. She's been challenged there. She's been deprived. That is the deprivation which she will suffer. She's been deprived of being able to control the money markets, to influence the currency markets. She's been deprived of wealth as debt sets in and is about to explode the whole economic structure and the Bretton Woods project. The deprivation of not being able to have, the deprivation of not being able to bribe or to influence. That deprivation is something that America never thought that she would experience. But God is pouring desolations on top of that. Because now nations that she's occupied are rising up against her, from South Korea to Japan. Right? This is what Elijah Muhammad is talking about. This is what the book of Daniel is talking about. This is all a part of your liberation. Go read the book of Daniel. Study that book there. Because it gives you one of the best outlooks of the salvation of the so-called American Negro. So here we go. Muhammad says, Europe will become one of the worst war zones, war areas of all the world, more dreadful than Vietnam and other places that you're planning on going into. Asia will look like child's play when compared to what is going to happen in Europe. The prophet said, woe to the land that is shadowed with wings. This means America, whose skies filled with plains. So we know that the desolation and the woe, the deprivation, will come to America. And we're seeing it in motion now. She's no longer able to control everything that she wants. As a matter of fact, China, to show you how much America is declining, and more she and how she's relying on the people that she's trying to encircle. And remember that China is one of the nations that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that will take America, that will come after America. You know, Amazon, one of the biggest Western corporations in the world, was talking about by 2020 they would be delivering packages through drones, and this would be common. Did you know China started doing it earlier this year? The Chinese company already beat Amazon to it and beat them to the profit. See, this is showing you the decline. She's no longer number one in everything. Sometimes it used to be when America announced something, before another country was able to do it, it was 10, 5, 10, 15 years down the line, and then they had to rely on American technology. This is not the case, though. But Muhammad had described this. Again, let's go back to something. Tie this in. How many of your leaders, how many of these figures that you uplift and promote could ever told you the depths of how God was created? And how he created himself in the womb of space out of nothingness, right? And the Messenger of Muhammad tells us that, and we got to look at this now, when he says water, he may not be talking about water as we look at it today. He may be talking about the compounds of water. He said exists in space, right? And so the devil went and said they found, enough water that's like trillions of times the water that is held on Earth in the center, listen to this, in the center of space. Go Google this. If what I'm saying does not hold water, Google what I'm saying. Okay? This is how you find out whether a person is. Do the research. Then the devil comes out a few days ago saying that they found oxygen in space. Right? Now, we know that water and oxygen are two of the basic principles of life. Right? And Muhammad says this unknown force in space that expands and contracts, right, was part of this evolution of God. What did the white man say? He's looking and he finds that the universe is expanding and contracting at rates greater than what they had found out. No other leader, no scientist talked on this stuff. This is Elijah Muhammad. This man didn't even have a formal education. How the hell did he know these things? Huh? See, we have to reason now. The book says, come, let us reason together. Reason means you have to take your faculties that God gave you, those common senses, and do an analytical study or comparison and come up to a conclusion that is educational, that is something that is based upon facts and science and that can be proven. We can prove this stuff. We're not just talking. And we're telling you, we're not saying, well, Elijah Muhammad said such and such, and then leave it alone. See, some people, they get irritated when you question them on Elijah Muhammad. Hell, I love it. I ask you, challenge me on the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is where I get my rocks off on. I love defending them because I know no thought that you can think of can knock this truth out, because this truth, as the Holy Quran teaches us, knocks the brains out of falsehood. Now, all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I don't run from no questions. I don't screen no callers. I'm not with that. I truly believe and know that the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad are the be-all. And I'm willing to stand here on the air in front of thousands of listeners and say, bring what you got. But if you bring it, you better come correct. Because I know that the God who delivered this truth to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that man who delivered it to us, the last and the greatest messenger of God, delivered an on-time message that cannot be defeated. This is a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because we're seeing indeed the manifestation of the prophecies that the prophets predicted. And in a time like this, your heart should be happy. And you should smile, because this is the time of your liberation. Your mind and your heart have to be liberated before your behind becomes liberated. So what we're trying to do is impress upon you the truth of the time. And what we want to do to you is show you that Muhammad talked about these things long before the sciences of America and the white world ever even had a clue as to what's going on. When Muhammad talked about grafting, see, all of this goes back to this. When Muhammad talked about grafting and grafting that white man, you laughed at him, right? And now the white man talks about his grafting. When Elijah Muhammad talked about how we looked into the germ, remember this now, looked into the germ of the black man, and he saw a brown germ, a dormant brown germ, and he pulled that brown germ out and gave it a form. What is the white man doing? He's looking into the DNA. He ain't looking at the surface of it. He's going into the DNA sequences, the RNA sequences, right? And he's pulling stuff out, and he says, if I can splice this and do this, I can make this, and I can do this, and I can uproot disease and germs and stuff. Is that not the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Huh? No other person talked on this prior to Elijah Muhammad. I'm just giving you something to think over. Because when we look at things, we have to look at them not in the perspective of what the white man says, but in the perspective of truth and time. Remember, the white man has been the victor for the last few hundred years, and he's going to give you his perspective. That's why he allows Malcolm movies to come out. That's why he allows all the memorabilia. Why don't he allow any memorabilia and true movies of Elijah Muhammad? If the white man befriends you, look at Muhammad Ali. I saw all these black people out here. Muhammad Ali was such a great man, especially some of these so-called Muslims. I held my tongue. I didn't say much. I just listened to them. And I said to myself, these brothers and sisters must don't know history. And see, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he stripped the name Muhammad Ali from him. And now he's no longer to be called Muhammad Ali. He was so into the white man's glory and power. So Muhammad stripped that away from him. Right? And so when you refer to him back to his slave name because he was no longer of the righteous circle. I don't care what he did before. The Quran tells you that if you do all of this good and then you follow that up with hurt or reproach, you nullify the good that you did before. The Honorable, that's why I take my stand at, on the side of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay lived and died a hypocrite. Now, you can take that. You don't have to even listen to the show no more. I don't care. But that's the way my leading teacher said it, and that's what I believe. And I'm not going to fandangle it just to be your friend or your brother. Because I know, look at this, the chastisement, some of you don't know. Let me share something with you. I said it with a few people behind closed doors over the years. I may have said it on the show one time. And we'll tie all this in. One time, I was younger, and Brother Saladin was talking to me, and we were going over Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali. I'll refer to him as Muhammad Ali for your mind, because most people who are listening don't know. But my main focus is that he is Cassius Clay, and that's the way he died, Cassius Clay. So Saladin was telling me about, because he knew him. He knew all these people. And he was talking about how the messenger got on Cassius Clay, on Muhammad Ali. And Saladin said, brother, you know, when they come in opposition to the messenger, he said, I don't care how close I am to them. To hell with them. They become niggers in my eyes to reject the Lamb of God or to buck up against the Lamb of God. I don't care. He said, brother, listen to me good. I don't care if it's your mother or your child. You follow God and his messenger. And so he was sharing a story with me. He said, brother, I was laying down one day. He said, I was like in a deep thought. And he said, I believe he said he had dozed off and he saw Muhammad Ali wrapped in the American flag. This is the God of the truth. I put this on my children's life. This is the truth here. He said he saw Muhammad Ali wrapped up in the American flag with a fight, with a torch in his hand. This was, when he told me this, I believe this was the early 80s or the first part of the 90s when he told me this. Then, years later, Muhammad Ali was at the Olympics and he had the torch in his hand. And I'm looking at it, just so happened I caught this by accident. I was doing something in the house, and the TV was on that channel, and Muhammad Ali, he's shaking and all this, and he has the torch in his hand. I don't know if it was in L.A. or whatever, but anyway. And I looked, and I stopped whatever I was doing, and I dropped whatever I had in my hand, because what I saw was something Saladin had told me years before. It wasn't that he had the American flag wrapped around him. He had a sweatsuit on. And the whole sweatsuit was the American flag, and he had the torch in his hand. And Saladin was telling me about the hypocrisy of him, and he said, brother, I had this vision or this dream about this brother being wrapped after all that stuff, talking about, you can clean out my cell, and I never denounced this man. Talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said, and then he said, brother, in my vision or my dream, he said, I saw this brother wrapped up in an American flag holding a torch or some type of fire. And immediately I called Brother Saladin, and he started laughing. He said, brother, I'm watching it. I know what you're calling for. I'm watching it. And that's the way. And you look at the chastisement. Some of you say, well, Muhammad Ali, you lived a long life. That's how Allah chastises people sometimes. You think that you can be measured by the years that you live. That's not how God measures righteousness. If you do a comparative analysis to how he lived under the messenger and how he died under the mockery of white people, because they just used him to shield that dirty religion. Now look at this, they're waving war on Islam, demonizing everything about Islam, yet they're talking about they love Muhammad Ali, he's the greatest, right? They loved him when he said he wasn't going to Vietnam. Matter of fact, they hated him so much, they banned him from fighting, did it? So something had to take place in between that time for him to change and for him to be honored and revered in the eyes of the white world. You ever think about that? The chastisement. It's just like with Ronald Reagan, the former president. He was the longest living president, lived almost 100 years in dementia and in that Alzheimer's. Allah had told Reagan that he was going to allow him to live to see the say I can take this. I'm Tonka. I'm built to last. And I'm like Timex. You remember that old Timex commercial? I don't think they have Timex watches anymore. But you remember the Timex adage? Timex takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Well, that's your brother here. That's the Star and Crescent Report. That's the Hiring 1555 blog. That's the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Lamb of God. So, anyway, so if you have any questions on my veracity or my legitimacy, I ask you to go back. Anything that I say, go back on the show and weigh what I say. If you're talking about a track record, got 6 books out, huh? A track record, over 1,100 shows out, track record, interviewed by dozens of people, dozens of times, track record, huh? And did a lot of interviewing, track record. And still, no one has been able to disprove one word that we say. They can say, well, I don't agree with it, but if you go back and listen, we've called these things long before they ever happened. Whether it's in the Middle East or whether it's in South America, whether it's in Africa or whether it's in Asia. And now this has become the theme. The people who once denounced us for saying these things, they are now embracing it and taking it upon themselves to receive credit for which they don't deserve. But it doesn't matter to me because I know all credit goes to the God. And so long as we're furthering the mission of God and his messenger, it's all right with me. Hollow man, the evil which men do and the coming repercussions. Brothers and sisters, I want to get to something real quick. The white man knows that his system is dying out. I got so many clips here that I know that we'll probably have to do part 2 of this. But I got so many clips of him that I want to share with you. And so we're going to go into Mr. Jim Sinclair and I forget what his name is. But this is rough because USA Watchdog did a rough interview. And what I did, I sat there and I listened to everything. I didn't cut it all up. I just listened to everything they were saying, and I cut some things up, and I cut some things up some other places to share with you about this white man and how he sees this world going supernova. But before I go to those clips, I want to go to Mr. Gregory Mannarino. He just did, a day before yesterday, he did a video, and I transferred it to MP3. And on this, he's talking about the corruption of the system and how these people are so corrupt and what they see coming to their world, and there's no possible way out. Now, if the white man is telling you this, why are you mad with me? Haven't we been saying this for the longest? The white man is just bearing witness to what we said, but that's what the messenger said. He's going to give you some of the, that white man is going to give you some of the truth, right? So that he can deny you ever associating him with God. I only called. You came. I had no authority whatsoever over you. I promised and failed. And Allah promised you the promise of truth. And you're going to say, oh, woe is me. Would that I had taken away with the apostle after right guidance had come. Right? That's what's going to happen. That's what the Quran says is going to happen to you. For the rejection of the truth. For your love of this white man's world and everything that it stands for, which is nothing but bloodshed and sport and tears and exploitation and rape and murder and occupation and war. But all of that is coming to an end. And the repercussions. See, we've talked about the hollow man. We've been talking about some of the evil which he's done and which he's doing. But he's got to receive and reap some of the repercussions of the evil that he's done. Matter of fact, since I'm talking about this, let's go to chapter 39 real quick to preface the clip with this. It's on my mind right now, so I'm going there. The house doomed to fall, that's what it's called. Chapter 39, page 168, Fall of America, chapter 39. The house doomed to fall. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that we were held captive in the house of Israel, which is the white world, which is America, right? And that God had come to deliver us from our captivity. This is the Bible also. So Muhammad says, we cannot deny the fact that the Christian West is responsible for this universal corruption in the land and sea. From the same corruption that their own hands have wrought will come their doom. Now, let's see if that's correct. Who is deploying warships and warplanes all around the world trying to dominate everybody? It's the West. Who allows themselves to unify with their brothers but it forbids anybody else to unify with their brothers. Oh, it's okay to have the European Union and the NATO alliance, but how dare you talking about an African Union? How dare you talking about Asian, the organization without America's participation? How dare you talk about ALBA or the Organization of Latin America without America being a part of that? How dare you? And we'll do everything to overthrow you, uproot your system, and destroy you, even if we have to kill off your great leaders like Hugo Chavez. Isn't that something? Like Muammar Gaddafi. Even if we have to destroy the economies of great liberators like Mugabe of Zimbabwe. This is the way the white man thinks. I'm going to sanction you. And all the while they're giving billions of dollars to Israel, right? Iran, you better not send a bucket over there to Syria, or we'll sanction you. Russia, how dare you honor your military contracts with anybody that is outside our grasp of influence? So we'll sanction you too. Isn't that the mind frame of the white man? Especially of this Western man. He can give all the hell. He can do all the robbing. He can do all the stealing. He can do all the killing. He can do all the occupying. He can steal everything under your feet. And it's justified because the responsibility to protect. But how dare you defend your brother? How dare you? Think about this. This man is 20-some hundred miles away from home and on Russia's border and telling Russia not to go into Ukraine, which is on Russia's border, to help their own Slavic brothers. Now, do you think that she would listen to Russia if Russia was in Canada or Mexico telling America, don't go up in there? The madness of this stuff that has to come to an end, and the repercussions of these military endeavors, the repercussions of refusal to give the ex-slaves economic, social, political, and cultural justice has brought us past the tipping point. And so Gregory Mannarino puts it like this. We're now in the dog pools, and America and the Western world and their central banks are desperate trying to hold on to power. This is what he has to say.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino, Hawaii Today. It is Monday, June 20th, 2016. People, in this video, I am going to make some pretty outrageous claims, but I believe you're going to understand that what I am saying may have a lot of truth to it. Let's start off with this. As I am doing this video blog, there is some kind of an unnatural market rally around the world. Overnight, we saw stock futures go through the roof. Again, markets around the world are in full-blown rally mode. And if you turn on the mainstream, they're going to tell you it has something to do with this whole Brexit thing. The polls are about dead even. There's a lot of speculation that Brexit is not going to happen, and this is what's driving the markets. I don't even want to talk about this Brexit thing, but what I do want to talk about is this, again, almost supernatural occurrence in the markets right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, as I am doing this video blog, is up over 200 points. Lately, and it's no secret to anyone, we've been hearing from some of the biggest and most powerful money managers on the planet who are warning about this stock market. They keep talking about a massive pullback, even a crash, and a total meltdown. I mean, these are some of the biggest guns on Wall Street. Now, despite that, again, we're seeing this, I don't know another way to put it, this almost like supernatural rally here around the world. Despite warning signs from the bond market, warning signs from, again, some of the biggest names on Wall Street. So what's going on here? I don't know how many of you are familiar with the term dark pools. Just Google dark pools. I'll summarize what that is just real quick here. These are private exchanges. Dark pools are private exchanges, meaning they're not available to the general public to trade on. These are mostly used by institutional investors who want to hide what they're doing. Again, there's no transparency here. This is what I believe is occurring right now. And again, just bear with me. At this point, I have no doubt whatsoever that world central banks are using dark pools to actually buy securities to keep this market propped up. Now, I know this sounds kind of insane. Maybe, you know, there's going to be some feedback here. Greg is crazy. There's no way this is going on. How would we even know? Again, these dark pools, there's no way for you or me or anyone to see what's occurring there. Now, what do we know for a fact? It's happening. I mean, this is not a conspiracy. World central banks are literally printing cash out of thin air to buy bonds with it, buying government bonds. Now, the ECB is buying corporate debt as well. So why not? Why would they not do this? Why would they not resort at this point to propping up this market, again, using a mechanism unavailable to the public with no transparency, these dark pools, to buy stocks? It's the only thing I can imagine that is causing this supernatural action here in the market. And we've seen this time and time again. I've been very reluctant to actually publicly say that I believe this is happening, but I've been thinking about it for quite a long time. And after this action in the stock market around the world, which began yesterday, you know, in the overseas markets, has now bled off here to the U.S. markets, I cannot imagine another scenario that is unfolding. Again, let's put this into a perspective. Despite some of the biggest guns on Wall Street warning about this and warning about that, Greg Mannarino warning about this, again, we're getting this unnatural move in the market. Now, I talked about how institutions use computer algorithms to trigger their trades. We started seeing this in the overnight futures markets, and again, it just seems so unnatural to me. And why do you believe these dark pools actually exist? Again, it's to hide things like this. Why would world central banks, please comment, why would world central banks not use this as a tool to prop up the markets? I mean, they've already taken over the largest part of this market by exponents. That is the debt market. They're artificially suppressing this, creating this environment of risk. Look, in my opinion, and I would believe in yours too, honestly, the Federal Reserve, World Central Banks, the ECB, you name it, you name one, is using these dark pools to buy securities. And again, I can't imagine this not occurring at this time. Why would they not do this? They've already taken over the debt market in every manner, humanly and inhumanly possible. Why would they not buy stocks directly using dark pools? Anyway, I would love to hear from you. This is what I think is going, this supernatural, unnatural move here with the global stock markets around the world is just not normal in this environment at this point. Anyway, let me know what you think. I'm very curious. With that said, I will see you all soon. Over now.
So what is he talking about? He's talking about that they're so desperate that they've lost control, that they're trying everything in their power to manipulate the markets and to try to buy back the debt as to try to creep down the inflation that will take place when the nations really start flooding the system with dollars as they exit the dollar doors, which is something major because the BRICS nations just announced recently, I believe it was 2 days ago, that or 3 days ago, that they were coming out of the dollars. They were not going to use dollars. They're going to issue bonds in South African currency. Yeah, the South African nation. They're going to issue it in rubles. The South African money is called the Rand, R-A-N-D, the Rand. Matter of fact, I own some Rand. I own a lot of the currencies that are in the BRICS nations and other oil-producing nations. But anyway, they are going to use, and I said that this was going to happen talking to my mom a while ago when I bought the currencies and stuff a few years ago, maybe three or four years ago. Anyway, but now they're saying that they're going to start issuing bond treasury. treasuries or bonds outside of the dollar, they're going to start issuing loans to nations, infrastructure loans and project loans in the currency of the BRICS nations, which is either the yuan, the ruble, the rupee, the rand, or the, the real, I believe. No, real. I believe that's what it is. I know that's the Iranian money, but I forget what the Brazilian money is. But anyway, so this means that what they're saying in words is they will no longer have a need to buy dollars because, remember, Russia has a oil and gas force, which is trading oil and gas and petrol products outside of the dollar in currencies such as the yuan and BRICS nation currencies and the euro and other nations' currencies. So now let's look at this. Let's see if they're breaking America's stranglehold. So the AAIB is going to do infrastructure projects throughout North Africa, throughout the Silk Road, and throughout Asia, which is the alternative to the IMF, right, which is controlled by American England. This has direct bearing on you. And now the BRICS banks announced that they will be issuing bonds or treasuries or securities outside of the dollar in rand and rubles and yuan and all of this stuff, right? Now, something's very, very specific about this. Russia is a large producer of gold and a large buyer of gold. China is the largest buyer of gold and the largest producer of gold. South Africa is the second or the third largest producer of gold and a large but quiet buyer of gold. India is a large buyer of gold. All of them are large holders of gold. China institutes the Shanghai Stock Exchange and the Shanghai Gold Market, which are counter to, what, New York and London. They are going after the dollar. What did Elijah Muhammad say in that book, The Decline of the Dollar? He talked about, he said, words, right? When he talked about the dollar enjoyed prestige amongst the nations of the earth, it was like that. But it is no longer like that. This is what is needed to break America's stranglehold. So we go to Message to the Black Man, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, in a chapter called Rise and Fall, listen to this, good. The chapter is called Rise and Fall of the Christian West, because the white man that loves to proclaim that he's a Christian, yet he is nothing near what Christ is like. But he's only a Christian in words. Muhammad says, if you want to talk about a Christian, we are the true Christians. But we say that we are Muslim to distinguish ourselves from that false religion of the white man called Christianity. But he goes further and he says, the fall of America is now visible and understandable. Or how is it visible? Look at all of the money markets outside of the dollar. Look at the currency swap deals, the trade deals, all of the precious metal securities and stuff outside of the dollar. And look at what China and Russia and the BRICS are doing outside of the dollar to break the stranglehold on the dollar, of the dollar on global affairs. And if they break the stranglehold of the dollar, they break the empire's greatest strength and power. And they also break the financial hold that America has had over the ex-slave. Remember in the Bible that the prodigal son refused to listen to what his father had to say because he was attracted by the wealth and the illusion of those strange people. But only after that strange people suffered great misfortune, the collapse of their currency, the collapse of their economy, the collapse of their money markets or whatever you want to call it, when all of the levers that they had, all of the magnetic attraction that they had that would pull the prodigal son in their direction was broken. The grip over the prodigal son was broken, and the prodigal son turned back to give a second thought over his father's promises and his father's house, right? Where the father had everything, but the people whom he was attracted to had nothing anymore. They had no land. They had no money. They had no food. They were isolated. They were embargoed. They were brought to their knees financially, and the independence of the nation was being broken. So he had to look back looked back over his father's promise that he had done so much damage that he didn't think he was worthy to come back. But when he came back, the father met him and said, I'm going to place you over everything. This is you and I. This is you and I. This is what's happening. This is why God has turned the nations loose against America. This is why they're after her dollar. This is why they're after her militarily. This is why they're challenging her politically. Muhammad says, the fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of the scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it. They didn't notice it when Richard Nixon went to China because he had no way out because the economy of America was tanking. So he had to go to the most populous nation on earth, the one that he wanted to nuke, and set up a deal. We'll transfer some manufacturing capacity if you allow us a credit line, and then we'll buy stuff from you and you recycle your dollars. He didn't know that the yellow man was waiting for that day after Elijah Muhammad had already told him that it was going to take place. So Richard Nixon had took the world off the gold and silver standard. He sent that war criminal, Henry Kissinger, to China to strike up a deal, but they did not know that that would be their own undoing. All right? So the manufacturing capacity was gutted in America and shipped over to China for cheap labor. The white man will sell his mama for a couple of dollars. Nothing is sacred to him if he can earn a penny off of it. So Allah used that which was already available to him against the white man, his own greed, his own arrogance. And now we're seeing the repercussions, the blowback effect of the policies made after Nixon took the world off the gold and the silver standard. Right? You see how this is interconnected. Hollow man. The evil which men do and the coming repercussions. Muhammad says, so we go back to this. Let's go back real quick. Excuse me. I believe it's 68 I was reading. So many things I'm trying to get to. Every time I turn around, the time has gone. I mean, it goes so fast, brothers and sisters. But I want you to pay close attention to me as I'm trying to get back to where I was. Here we are. I think this is it. Here we are. Right here it says, long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America while few have noticed it. This has been done by degrees, and they do not perceive it. See, he didn't do it all at once. He did it by removing this thing and removing that thing and removing, and before you know it, look at the state of America's affairs today. How he hollowed out Detroit. How he's cutting off trade. You see, all of these things are happening in stages, and now they're talking about we need to make America great again, but they realize that those days have long since passed. The only thing that would have kept America afloat would be the doing of justice for her ex-slaves, and America has never been willing, nor is she now willing, to do right by those whom she has slaughtered and conquered and subjugated for centuries. Therefore, God intervenes. God intervenes. And forces the hand of America. That's like he did with Pharaoh. As I said on the last show, when God got to striking Pharaoh, Moses tell you, God, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, but you can't go from it now. I'm not going to let you go, but I'll treat you a little bit better. So the plagues would stop. And Pharaoh would go right back to his evil. So Moses told me, you better chill out, Pharaoh. My God is angry. And I'm just giving it to you the streetwise way. And after Pharaoh made Moses that promise, and Moses walked away, and then he didn't live up to that promise, and he did evil to Moses and his people. God hit Pharaoh's land so hard with all kinds of plagues and droughts and famines and pestilence that Moses didn't go to Pharaoh. Pharaoh sent for Moses, and Moses looked at Pharaoh because Pharaoh was in a weakened state. He saw his empire declining. He saw it by degrees, and he saw that it had led up to something fatal, which was the collapse of everything that he held grip and power on. And so he told Moses, take your people and go. Muhammad says that this too must take place in our lives. So America is under the grips of droughts and storms, and they said again a few days ago that California, they had fire NATOs. Remember we talked about that on the show before, about a year or two ago? And now they're saying that they've spotted fire tornadoes, fire NATOs in California. And all the while, Oklahoma is hit, Kansas is hit, Alaska has been hit, and California has been hit again this week and last week with more earthquakes. And we're seeing the South inundated with rain and storms. We're seeing the West being hit. We're seeing the East being hit. We're seeing the breadbasket of America being ripped to shreds. Hunger is upon us, black man and black woman. This is the fall of America. And Muhammad says, the Holy Quran says, he brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. So, the collapse of the dollar today is a result of 71 and of 65 and 66 and of 55. These are repercussions of the policies and the actions of America today. For every science teaches you this, black man and black woman, for every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. So America's action has brought upon her equal or greater reactions from the hand of God. You can't get around that. I don't care how exceptional America thinks she is. She can't change the laws of nature, and she cannot defeat the hand of God. So God has hollered her out. And all of her evil, which she has done and she continues to do, she is now suffering from the repercussions of the vile and wicked ways that she has imparted upon others. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me go into this clip. I see we have about 8 minutes. This clip is about 4 minutes now. Also, if we don't get to the other clips today, we'll do part two Thursday. Make sure you bring your behind back here and do this. When you come back, bring a friend and bring a family member and tell them that this is a beautiful place to be. Brotherhood, love, and sincerity reigns here. And you're going to get a spiritual, financial, economical, political, military, and cultural edification here. Because this is where we all stand, on the Star and Crescent. Isn't that right? Come on, black man and black woman, don't be mad at me. Smile. Your little brother's talking back at you. Listen to what they're saying about the system and how it's about to go supernova. And remember what supernova is. And we're not going to go to the Merriam Dictionary for a second. We'll just talk for a second. It's when a star is about to explode, right? So we're going, or the system is going, supernova. And they're telling you this. Now, you've got to be wise enough to know what they're saying and to make preparation. Here we go.
All these people. And just in the last 30 days or so, I mean, just Jeff Gundlach, I think he manages $100 billion. You got Bill Gross, the bond king, who's been out a couple of times warning of explosions and supernovas in the markets. You got Carl Icahn calling into CNBC and dropping these big, yeah, you can't hold interest rates to 0%, otherwise it'll explode. These guys, this is just a few of them. And these guys aren't talking about a market correction or a pullback. They're talking about explosion. They're talking about supernova. Jim, I talked to a little bit about this with Bill Holter in an interview, not long ago, and I wanted to get your take on it. What is up with all these big warnings from these financial heavyweights on mainstream media?
They're preparing for what they believe. You have to understand that the men you just mentioned, and probably most of the people that are interviewed, talk their own positions. So it's more than a warning. They're telling you exactly what they've done. And they're not out altruistically to save the man in the street. They're out to make money in a huge short position, probably in over-the-counter derivatives. What they're perceiving is a lack of volume in price. So they see that there's a price, but they know that that price is the product of the two den who trade a diamond between just two fellows. And they can trade it up and trade it up and trade it up every day until one person doesn't show up because he's got the flu. And then what's the diamond worth? The answer is nothing. So they're not looking for a market to tick down. They're looking for a market to have the character of backing into an open door for an elevator without an elevator there. And their warnings are both technical and fundamental. We're in a period of time where models are starting to be quite questionable. We have a model-driven Fed. What happened to the employment level? It's starting to, you know, when you are, if you're the in a frenzy yourself as a devotee of models, it's a horror to start to see everything that you depended on for your decisions backfiring. And models can't be remade immediately, and models have no ability to function in structural changes. Now, so we have no volume, we've got fake prices, we've got the biggest money in the world short the market, we've got a Fed with no tools, and now we've got a Fed whose primary speedometer, primary barometer, primary indicator is starting to have a heart attack. So what they're basically saying is we've already done it, and we're not short the stuff that's got volume. We're short the stuff that doesn't. And when this thing comes down, it's going to be a free fall. And free fall of the type where the broken egg can't be put back together again. It will have to be remade. And when you have to remake something, it consumes time. And time is not what investors in this world allow. Everything has to be instantaneously gratified. There's no such thing as a long term except possibly from lunch to 2 o'clock. You put that all together, and you can feel very sure that what is expected to happen will happen because they're talking their positions.
So, for some of the what they call the greatest minds in the market, they're saying that this thing cannot be stopped, that the collapse is underway, that the financial and political order that you are accustomed to is about to go supernova, and as it happens, it will be catastrophic. They're telling you these things. Now, if we said, you say we racist, oh, y'all just those old Muslims following Mohammed. But we've been telling you this thing for the longest. Mohammed told you these things since the 30s. And now we're looking at the ramifications and the repercussions of the fulfillment of prophecy and the evil which men do. Isn't it a beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Brothers and sisters, what we're trying to get your mind to understand is this. Let me read this again before we go off there. Muhammad says, the fall of America is now visible and understandable not only in the eyes of scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Long has the law been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it. This has been done by degrees, and they do not perceive it. The Holy Quran says he brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Today, not yesterday, but today, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked. Why, Muhammad? For the foundation has been removed, so no torchlight can guide America out of this great time of despair and darkness because she refused in a time when God had offered her a way out under the divine principles laid out by a divine man of God, most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And no man can double back on that and give you an extension of time outside the realm of God, prophecy, and the prophets, apostles, and the messengers of God. So, America, the cancer, the economic and corruption has eaten away at the very heart and internal workings of the system, the Bretton Woods system, the dollar-based system, the white privilege-based system, and it is eating it up. And why do you think these white people are arming themselves to this? They're ready for war. Why do you think that they think black people are the problem? Because they see a future for you, and they don't see one for themselves. Why are they waging a war subtly and openly against you? Because this is the time of the great separation that is on the order and the direction of Almighty God Allah, who came to us in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due forever. Brothers and sisters, you better understand this time, because it's a time unlike any time before. I degrees, and they do not perceive it. And in this part, as long as Allah has been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it, because you were preoccupied with all the madness that's going on in the world, so you didn't take note of what was going on. And America had presented herself as always being successful, always being able to dominate, always being able to defend herself and rule and whatever. Now you're looking at it, and you're seeing, okay, they're telling you, we need silver. You got to get silver. You got to get gold. You got to get this. And then they're telling you historical dates when these things were no longer feasible, when they took all of the, they robbed the currency of the silver. They robbed it of the gold backing. They robbed the economy of the manufacturing capacity. And all the system is about is based on is paper and credit. And as the West, falls victim to the East economic plan, and the East calls the dead end, the currency will collapse and the credit will freeze up and the system will implode. Hence, you're watching the fall of the hollow man and the evil which the men of Yaqub do and did. And now you are seeing the manifestation of the repercussions of those vile and wicked policies, and the manifestation and the fulfillment of God's prophecies through his prophets to raise you back to a place of eminence. Always remember that these people, as they fall, as their system falls, as their nation falls, as everything that they hold dear to them falls, this makes way for the rise of another. And as the Bible tells you, you will no longer be the tail, you will be the head. So, on that note, black man and black woman, hold it to heart that your Savior is no longer to come. Your Savior has arrived. And we can say, like the Christians say, it's so beautiful. I love saying it. What a mighty good friend we have in Jesus Christ, who came in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad. We love him, and we'll proclaim it throughout the ages that he is an awesome, awesome Savior. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind first here in America, and then the billions around the world, always remember that your little brother loves you. But remember this even more, that Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the mighty, mighty nation of Islam will always, always love you best. Until our next show, As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the roles we play. Hope is now with
Bowman. When your customers call, the last thing you want them to hear is this. Introducing OneTalk from Verizon. Now your desk phone and smartphone can work together on one number, so customers can find you wherever work takes you. And you can put your customers first, not on hold. Click the banner to learn more about OneTalk and see why more small businesses choose Verizon. Because in business, better matters. OneTalk capable desk phone must be purchased from Verizon to support some of these features. Results based on third-party study.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast head speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
Oh, I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.